Since our big tech overlord wannabes have done an about-face on the Wuhan biolab front and are now allowing us to talk openly about the very real possibility that COVID is a government product created in a government-run lab, it seems reasonable to wonder when we will be allowed to openly speak publicly and in detail of the possibility, just the possibility, that the 2020 election was stolen and that we are now living in a banana republic-flavored Orwellian joke of a country. Just the possibility. I emphasize the word possibility there as the important part of the equation, and I reference the Wuhan turnaround as a touchstone for understanding how and why we may well soon be able to speak publicly and in detail on the subject of the possibly rigged or possibly stolen 2020 presidential election. One noteworthy item in favor of the Orwellian newspeak propaganda tools giving way or being forced to give way in the near or midterm future on this subject is the apparent fact that they didn't want to let go of the Wuhan lab COVID origin story either. They didn't want to let us talk openly about that seriously. They wanted to keep that one firmly set in the off-limits section, as all good authoritarians and authoritarian suck-ups do. They wanted control over that narrative. Yet here we are, suddenly allowed to talk openly about a government-run lab as the point of origin, possibly, for COVID, which, by the way, would make COVID, if this is true, a government product, wouldn't it? Of course it would. So you see what a big deal this is, them letting such a major thing as discussion of COVID as a government-made world-wrecking thing out into the public discourse. There's not a lot about that move that helps their total government control agenda, since it makes government look about as bad as it can. We're then left to wonder what level of new evidence or newly acknowledged evidence will propel or might propel the possibly stolen election narrative or discussion out of the dark shadows of officially suppressed speech and into the light of what we used to cherish as free speech in America. At some point, whether the powers that be like it or not or want it to happen or not, this subject is going to be too big and too important for them to both suppress and survive. As the public continues to awaken to the farce of the Biden residency and all of the brazen deception that escorted the Manchurian dementia patient into the White House, pressure will continue to build, ultimately to the point that the dying legacy media and other mouthpieces of the elite abuser class will have to choose between letting the conversation happen or losing their last remaining shreds of credibility and power. When we get to that point, and it's probably coming a lot quicker than you might think, when we get there, that will be a telltale sign that the American elite abuser class is on its last legs. If you appreciate this perspective and would like a daily dose of informed optimism, subscribe to the channel and sign up for the weekly newsletter at HellraiserReport.com.